Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah. I call you, Ya Allah. I call you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. With your name, I call you. With my heart, I call you.
ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah.
ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he own 99 names whoever calculate them and memorize them he will enter paradise O Allah, make us among those.
Hu Allah, Hu Allah, Hu Ar-Rahman.
The beneficent, the compassionate. Do we know anyone with the same quality of Allah?
هو الرحمن هو الله هو الرحيم
The merciful
هو الملك
The sovereign Lord
هو الملك يا ملك يا الله
هو الملك
هو القدوس هو الله
The holy The pure one Free from all blemishes The Holy, Al-Quddus.
هو القدوس هو الله يا قدوس يا الله يا قدوس يا الله
The Holy
يا سلام يا الله
The source of peace. The one who gives the peace. And he wants us to live with peace. And spread peace. Among all mankind. This is one of the quality of Allah. The attribute of Allah. And he wants us to live with it. And invite people toward the peace.
Ya salam ya Allah. Ya salam ya Allah. Ya mu'min ya Allah.
The guardian of faith.
Ya mu'min ya Allah. Ya mu'min ya Allah Ya muhaymin ya Allah
The protector
Ya muhaymin ya Allah
The protector He who watches over the protects Over everything and protects all things And we think we can protect We just a slave and servant of the protector.
يا مهيمن يا الله يا مهيمن يا الله يا عزيز يا الله
The mighty.
يا عزيز يا الله يا عزيز يا الله
He give it to whom he want and snatch it from whom he want in the time he want in the way he want
Anytime you looking for any quality or you missing any quality
go to the owner of the quality the owner of attributes the owner of the most beautiful names Allah
يا جبار يا الله يا جبار يا الله يا جبار يا الله
The compeller
He who repairs all broken things Who completes that which is incomplete and who he has the ability the force to make people do whatever he wants
ya jabbar ya allah
the compeller and we think sometimes we can oppress someone No one can oppress anyone without the will of Allah. And no one can fix anything without the will of Allah.
Ya Jabbar, Ya Allah. Ya Jabbar, Ya Allah.
Ya Mutakabbir, Ya Allah.
The Majestic.
يا متكبر يا الله
The Majestic
يا متكبر يا الله يا خالق يا الله
The Creator
He who creates everything from nothing and creates all things with his knowledge of what will happen to them.
يا خالق يا الله
The Creator. Do you know any another creator except Allah?
يا خالق يا الله يا بارئ يا الله
The Evaluator.
يا بارئ يا الله
He who creates all things in proportion.
يا بارئ يا الله
The Evaluator.
يا بارئ يا الله يا بارئ يا الله يا مصور يا الله
The fashioner He who designs all things
يا مصور يا الله
He who fashioned the baby in the darkness of the belly of the stomach of the mother Do you know any artist can do the same? Only Allah.
Ya Ghaffar, Ya Allah.
The Forgiver. He who is all forgiven. Do we live with each other and forgive the mistake of each other? And we try to live with this attribute and quality between each other and show it to others?
يا غفار يا الله
يا غفار يا الله
The forgiver
يا قهار يا الله
The subduer
يا قهار يا الله
The subduer
He who is victorious
and dominate in a way that he can do anything he wants in the way he wants.
يا قهار يا الله يا قهار يا الله يا قهار يا الله
The subduer
يا وهاب يا الله
The bestower
يا وهاب يا الله يا وهاب يا الله
He who donates all blessings to his creators, creation and all his creatures
يا وهاب يا الله يا رزاق يا الله
The provider he who provides all things beneficial to his creatures and his creation The provider
Arzaq يا رزاق يا الله يا فتاح يا الله
The opener
He who opens the solution to all problems and eliminate obstacles
and sometimes we call each other and we look for solution and we forget
Allah is the opener يا فتاح يا الله
when you have any problem call Allah and say
يا فتاح
the opener
oh the opener
open my road
open my heart
open my ways and fix my problem يا Allah You are the opener.
يا فتاح يا الله يا فتاح يا الله يا عليم يا الله
The all-knowing. He knows everything. Seen and unseen in all his kingdom.
يا عليم يا الله يا عليم يا الله يا عليم يا الله
The all-knowing
يا قابض يا الله
The constructor He who constructs
يا قابض يا الله يا باسط يا الله
The expander
يا خافض يا الله
The abaser
يا خافض يا الله
He who diminishes or decreases He's the one he decreases. He's the one he elevates. He's the one he has the treasure of everything.
يا خافض يا الله يا رافع يا الله
The exalted. He who uplifts.
يا رافع يا الله يا معز يا الله
The honorer He who makes all glorious Give dignity and treats one with respect. He's the one he give it. He's the one he take it. Ya Mu'izz, Ya Allah, the honorer. Ya Mudhill, Ya Allah, the dishonorer. He who lowers and puts one in abasement and decrease. He's the one who elevates. He's the one he diselevates. He's the one he honors, and he's the one he dishonors. Ya Mudhill, Ya Allah. Ya Sami'u, Ya Allah. The All-Hearing. He who hears everything. Ya Sami'u, Ya Allah. He hear me at all time. He hear his creation with all language at all times. Ya Basir, Ya Allah. Allahu al-Basir, the All-Seeing. He sees everything. Ya Basir, Ya Allah, the All-Seeing. Ya Hakim, Ya Allah. Ya Hakam, Ya Allah, the Judge. He who judges and provides what is due in this life, after we die, in a day of judgment. Huwa al-Hakamu. And we deal with each other with mischief and oppressor, and we think we can get away from it. Ya Hakamu, Ya Allah. Anta tahkum bayna ibadak fi ma ikhtalafu fihi. Allahumma ij'alna min ahli al-'adl. Ya Adlu, Ya Allah. The just. He's a judge with justice. Ya Adlu, Ya Allah. The just. Ya Latif, Ya Allah. The subtle one. Ya Latif, Ya Allah. He who knows. And all the small things, the delicate meaning of everything. He who create things most subtly, which cannot be understood by people. And we think sometimes we understand. And he who gives blessings to people in the most subtle way. Do we know that? He's Latif. And if we know his Latif, we will be with the same way with others. In a subtle way. In a subtle way. Ya Latif, Ya Allah. Make us among those, Ya Allah. With this quality, Ya Allah. Ya Khabir, Ya Allah. The aware. He who has knowledge of the most secret parts of everything. And he knows the inner meaning. Ya Khabir, Ya Allah. The aware. Ya Halim, Ya Allah. The forbearing one. He who is. Ya Halim, Ya Allah, the forbearing one. Ya Halim, Ya Allah, give me this quality, Ya Allah. Ya Halim, Ya Allah. Ya Azim, Ya Allah, the great one. Ya Azim, Ya Allah, the great one. Ya Alim, Ya Allah. Ya Azim, Ya Allah. Ya Ghafur, Ya Allah, the all forgiven. the one who forgives everything, and we do not need anyone in a way between us and Allah. We do not need a priest, we do not need nobody between us and Allah. We ask Him to forgive us, and He all forgiven. Ya Ghafur Ya Allah, Ya Ghafur Ya Allah, Ya Shakur Ya Allah.
The rewarder, the one He rewards His servants of what they do good. He who is grateful and gives reward to the deeds done for Him, only for Him. The one who appreciates the thankfulness, the one who thanks us for what we're doing, and He's the one who allows us to do it.
Ya Shakur Ya Allah, Ya Shakur Ya Allah, Ya Ali Ya Allah,
the Most High,
Ya Kabir Ya Allah,
the Most Great,
Ya Kabir Ya Allah,
the Most Great,
Ya Hafidh Ya Allah,
the Persevere,
Ya Muqit Ya Allah,
the Maintainer,
Ya Hasib Ya Allah,
the Reckoner,
Ya Jalil Ya Allah,
the Majestic,
Ya Kareem Ya Allah,
the Generous One,
Ya Raqib Ya Allah,
the Watchful,
Ya Mujib Ya Allah,
the Responsive,
Ya Wasi'u Ya Allah,
the All Embracing,
Ya Hakim Ya Allah,
the Wise,
Ya Wadud Ya Allah,
the Loving,
Ya Wadud Ya Allah,
the Loving,
Ya Wadud Ya Allah,
the Loving. You need love, go to Allah. You want to have love, get it from Allah.
Ya Majid Ya Allah,
the Most Glorious One.
Ya Majid Ya Allah, Ya Ba'ith Ya Allah,
the Resurrector.
Ya Ba'ith Ya Allah,
the Resurrector.
Ya Shahid Ya Allah,
the Witness.
Ya Haqq Ya Allah,
the Truth.
Ya Wakil Ya Allah,
the Trusty.
Ya Qawi Ya Allah,
the Most Strong.
Ya Mateen Ya Allah,
the Firm One.
Ya Wali Ya Allah,
the Protecting Friend.
Ya Hamid Ya Allah,
the Praiseworthy.
Ya Muhsi Ya Allah,
the Reckoner.
Ya Mubdu Ya Allah,
the Originator.
Ya Mu'id Ya Allah,
the Restorer.
Ya Muhyi Ya Allah,
the Giver of Life.
Ya Mumit Ya Allah,
the Taker of Death and the Giver of Death.
Ya Mumit Ya Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Allah,
the Alive, the Overliving One.
Ya Qayyum Ya Allah,
the Existing One, the Existing One.
Ya Qayyum Ya Allah, Ya Wajid Ya Allah,
the Finder.
Ya Majid Ya Allah,
the Noble, the Glorious.
Ya Wahid Ya Allah,
the Unique.
Ya Ahad Ya Allah,
the One.
Ya Samad Ya Allah,
the Eternal, the Eternal One.
Ya Samad Ya Allah, Ya Qadir Ya Allah,
the Able.
Ya Qadir Ya Allah,
the Able.
Ya Muqtadir Ya Allah,
the Powerful.
Ya Muqaddim Ya Allah,
the Expeditor.
Ya Muqaddim Ya Allah, يا مؤخر يا الله
the delayer
يا أول يا الله
the first
يا آخر يا الله
the last
يا ظاهر يا الله
the magnificent
يا باطن يا الله
the hidden
يا والي يا الله
the governor
يا متعال يا الله
the most exalted
يا بر يا الله
the source of all goodness
يا بر يا الله يا تواب يا الله
the acceptor of all repentance
يا منتقم يا الله
the avenger
يا منتقم يا الله
the avenger
يا عفو يا الله
the forgiver the one who overlook and release the pardoner
يا رؤوف يا الله
the compassionate
يا رؤوف يا الله
the compassionate one
يا مالك الملك يا الله
the eternal over
the eternal owner
of sovereignty
يا ذو الجلال والإكرام
the Lord of Majesty and Bounty
ذو الجلال والإكرام
the Lord of Majesty and Bounty
يا مقسط يا الله
the fair, the just, even-handed, the equitable.
يا جامع يا الله
the gatherer, the one who gathers everything.
يا غني يا الله
the self-sufficient.
يا مغني يا الله
the enricher.
يا مغني يا الله
the enricher
يا مانع يا الله
the preventer of harm
يا دار يا الله
the creator of all the harmful the distressor
الدار يا دار يا الله يا نافع يا الله
the creator of good
يا نور يا الله
the light
يا هادي يا الله
the guide
يا بديع يا الله
the incomparable
يا باقي يا الله
the everlasting one
يا وارث يا الله
the supreme inheritor of all
يا وارث يا الله
the supreme inheritor of all
يا رشيد يا الله
the guide to the right path
يا رشيد يا الله
the guide to the right path
يا صبور يا الله
the patient one
يا صبور يا الله
the patient one
يا صبور يا الله
the patient one
يا الله
يا الله
يا الله
يا الله يا الله اي كونيو يا الله اي كونيو يا الله يا الله with your name I call you with my heart I call you with my body I call you with my soul I call you يا الله who else I call except you who else I need except you Who else I need support from him except you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Fill my heart with your names, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Fill my body with your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Fill my soul with your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Fill my soul, my body, my heart. With your names, your quality, your attribute, Ya Allah. If I do not calculate your quality and your names, who I will calculate? And which quality I will get? And from whom I will receive? Who is the owner of the quality?
Who is the owner of the food of the soul? Who is the owner of the soul except you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah. Ya Mawlaya, Ya Allah. Ya Khaliqi, Ya Allah. Ya Bari'i, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Habibi, Ya Allah, I love you, Ya Allah. Ya Habibi, Ya Allah. Ya Mujibi, Ya Allah.
The one who listened to me. Who else listened to me except you, Ya Allah?
Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah.
The loving one. If I do not gain your love, who will give me love, Ya Allah? More than you love, Ya Allah.
Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah.
How I cannot call you, and you have all the quality. How I cannot call you, and you are the owner of all quality and attribute and names. Who else carries the most beautiful attribute and names except you, Ya Allah?
Ya Allah. If I don't go to you, Ya Allah, who will I go to, Ya Allah? And where I'm going, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, show me your destination, Ya Allah. Show me your way, Ya Allah. Show me how to reach you, Ya Allah. Give me from your nur, Ya Allah. Give me from your guidance, Ya Allah. Give me from your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi,
Ya Allah. Ma fi qalbi illa Allah. Nur Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah. Hasbi Rabbi jallallah. Ma fi qalbi illallah. Nur Muhammad sallallahu. La ilaha illallah. Hasbi Rabbi jallallah. Ma fi qalbi illallah. Nur Muhammad sallallahu. ما لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
حسبي ربي جل الله
ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله
الله is sufficient to me. I do not need no one except Allah. Is all what I need. Glory and praise to Him only. Allah the Almighty. حسبي جل حسبي ربي جل الله. My Lord,
my creator, my owner, Allah.
ما في قلبي إلا الله.
Nothing in my heart except Allah.
نور محمد صلى الله
عليه وسلم. The light of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is all what I need from you, Ya Allah.
لا إله إلا الله.
And no one worthy of worship except you, Ya Allah.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. I live with it in this life, I die with it, and I be resurrected with it.
لا إله إلا الله أخلو بها وحدي لا إله إلا الله أفني بها عمري لا إله إلا الله يغفر بها ذنبي لا إله إلا الله أدخل بها قبري لا إله إلا الله ألقى بها ربي.
One of the old followers of the companion, he used to say five words. What they are? He said, لا إله إلا الله. It is my companion, is my lonely. لا إله إلا الله. I spend my life with it. And I completely devoted myself to it. لا إله إلا الله. I ask Allah to forgive me and forgive my bad deed with it. لا إله إلا الله. I ask Allah to enter with it my grave. لا إله إلا الله. I wish I meet Allah with it. Five words is five لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله أخلو بها وحدي لا إله إلا الله أفني بها عمري لا إله إلا الله يغفر بها ذنبي لا إله إلا الله أدخل بها قبري لا إله إلا الله ألقى بها ربي.
What most beautiful, more than the key of the pleasure and success of this life and hereafter, except believing in the only one, the creator, the owner, the provider, the master, the forgiver, the merciful, the kind, the generous, the light, the one who accepts repent, the one who forgive, the one who give, the one who forgive.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let me know you, Ya Allah. Let me get closer to you, Ya Allah. Make me love you, Ya Allah. Give me light, Ya Allah. Give me vision, Ya Allah. Open the door of mercy for me, Ya Allah. Descend your tranquility on me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. If you do not come closer to me, Ya Allah, if I cannot reach you, Ya Allah, who I will be reaching, Ya Allah? If I cannot be slave to you, Ya Allah, who I will be slave to him, Ya Allah? The most enemy of you, Ya Allah, the Satan, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Protect me, Ya Allah, from myself, Ya Allah, from my ego, Ya Allah, from my arrogance, Ya Allah, from selfishness, Ya Allah, from greed, Ya Allah, from being arrogant, Ya Allah, from forget you, Ya Allah. One of the companions, his name is Hudayra. Hudayra was an unknown companion in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was working with an army with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam going to one of the battles. And this battle, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companion do not have too much food, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave and distributed the food to each individual, and he forget Hudayra. Hudayra was humble, and he knows the quality and the manner what he did. He did not go and ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give me food. He walked in the back of the army and he started calling, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Feed me with it, Ya Allah. All praise to Allah. All thanks to you, Ya Allah. No one worthy of worship except you, Allah. Oh, is Allah the greater one? Oh, the one who has all the ability and power and strength, Ya Allah. Feed me with it, Ya Allah. And he keeps repeating it. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Feed me with it, Ya Allah. Not even a small amount of time. When Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he came down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he gave him the salam from Allah, the salam, the all peace. And he told him, O the Prophet of Allah, you forget Hudayra to give him food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell you, send some food to Hudayra, because Hudayra is shy from you to ask you for food. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent a man to Hudayra with a food and ask him, do not leave until you find out what Hudayra will say. And the man went, and he gives a story about what happened to Hudayra. And after that, Hudayra raised his hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the sky, and he says, Ya Allah, kama lam tansa Hudayra, Ya Allah, la taj'al Hudayra yansaka ya Rabbi. O Allah, the way you did not forget Hudayra, Ya Allah, don't let Hudayra forget you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us forget you, Ya Allah. Don't make us deceived by the devil, Ya Allah. Don't make us live in the illusion, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you never forget nobody, Ya Allah. Do not let us forget you, Ya Allah. Musa alayhi salam, Moses, when he was going to the Pharaohs, to the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, something came in his heart. How my family will have provision? I'm not there for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put in his heart, O Moses, the first rock to see, take it and hit the another rock you want to see. Musa, he takes the rock
And he hits another rock with it. It opened, and he finds another rock, smaller than the bigger one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart again, on Musa. Take it, hit the middle rock again, the one he came out from the first one. He hit it, it came the second one. Another one came from it. He tell him, take it, hit it again. Now one after one after one. Rock, in the middle of a rock, in the middle of the rock. And the fourth one, he said, hit it again, ya Musa. Musa hit it. He find a live worm, and the mouth of the worm, a green leaf. In the middle of three rocks. Now he said, Musa, take it, put it next to your ear. He took it and put it next to his ear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the bounty to understand what the worm says, the knowledge of this worm. He finds the worm saying, O praise to Allah, the one He created me. O praise to Allah, the one He knows where am I, and I do not know where He is. And praise to do to Allah, and thanks the one who do not forget me and provide for me from nowhere. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Razzaq, Ya Allah, the one who provide. We know it, we calculate it, we understand it. Who provide except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ones who provide from no mean and from nowhere. The ones who can give to whom he wants, in a time he wants, in the way he wants. The ones who all reasoning and all known and all the law. He doesn't need the law. He doesn't need nothing. He doesn't need nobody. He's a summon. We all need him. All his creation is in need of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not need no one. The one who created all his creation, and he provides for everyone he called him, including even a blind snake in the middle of the sea, in the bottom of the sea, stuck between two rocks. And one of the messenger and an almighty of Allah, one time he walked, and he find a frog taking some worm and some flies in her mouth, and jump in the water, stay for some time, and come back again. Do it again. Do not eat it. Just put it in the front of her lips of the frog, and again go to the bottom of the sea, and come back after a while. Something came in his heart. It tell him, I want to know what this frog doing and where it's going. And when he looked, he went in the sea, and he go follow the frog. He finds the frog was giving food to the blind snake, the one stuck between the rocks, and feed her in the stomach, feed her in the mouth. Who put in the heart and the vision of the frog to do that? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us understand who you are, Ya Allah. Make us understand the bounty of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. One of the companions, he was one time he was walking in the desert. When he felt he wanted to go to do something, meaning to urinate or something like that. And he tried to follow the sunnah, the teaching of the Prophet. He wanted an area, it has a hole. But he was shy to do that, and he followed the sunnah. He get a piece of branch of a tree or something, and he put it first to make sure there's no animal living there. It's not like a cave of animal or something, before he urinated.
Look at the man. We do not just wear an earring. No. Even in the desert, you do not just wear an earring like that. You make a hole, or you go make a hole, and you make it, and you cover it. SubhanAllah. Look at the man, even with the earth and the animal. And this man, before he starts doing what he has to do, he finds a small, like a mice or some kind of a creature, the one that go under the ground, coming, and the mouth of the animal, a golden coin or a golden, you know, piece. And he was wondering, why the animal do that? And he waited. He finds the animal go back again to the same tiny cave and coming back with another golden piece. The animal keep doing that back and forth, back and forth. And after a while, it become like a small groups of golden coins and metals and treasure. After a while, the animal was late. It didn't come back again. He was just wondering what's going on. After a while, the animal came, pulling a leather case, a leather grab. Wonder what happened. The animal bringing the whole treasure from under the ground and left it outside and left. This companion, he said, I will not touch it until I ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it? He took all the golden coins, he put it in the leather case, and he went to the Prophet. And the Prophet smiled. This is yours. Allah provide you by His own will for your piety and fear and taqwa from Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, ترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Ya Allah,
You provide to whom You want from nowhere. We can expect it, Ya Allah, because You are the provider.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Razzaq, Ya Allah.
Another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name Abi Imam al-Bahili. Radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. One day, he have three dirham in the house, almost like three coins. Call it dirham. And no food in the house. When somebody knocking the door, he asked his wife, who in the door? She said, somebody. He needed. Somebody's need. He said, give him dirham. Give him one dirham. He said, we have no food in the house except the three dirham. He said, give him one dirham. She obeyed her husband. She gave him one dirham. After a while, somebody knocked on the door. Again, she came back. Another person, he's in need. He said, give him dirham. She said, if I give him a dirham, we have nothing except one dirham. And we have nothing in the house. He said, give him dirham. Give him one dirham. She gave it, give it. After a while, somebody knocked on the door. He said, what is it? She said, somebody in need. He said, give him dirham. She said, there's only one left in the house, and we have no food in the house. He said, give him dirham. He gave, she gave, and nothing in the house. She reported the story, not him. I felt. He knows something I do not know. She suspected something abnormal. The man went, he prayed to Raqqa, and he went to sleep. And he told her, wake me for Salah. She wake him for Salah. After she wake him for Salah, he went to the masjid to make Salah, pray. And she said, I felt bad. The man did not eat for so long. Let me go borrow some money from the neighbor and get him some food to eat. She went, she borrowed something, she came back. She cooked something simple, and she put some candle next to the bed. She stirred the bed, and all of a sudden she found something shining in the bed. When she looked, she found a lot of money, golden money. When she calculated, it was 300 coins. Or pieces of gold. 300, exactly. She said, I know this man hiding something. I will not touch it until he comes back. When he came back, he sees the food. He said, Bismillah, he ate, he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ready to leave, he looked, he found something shining in his bed. When he looked, he found the 300 coins. He said, where do you get this money from? She said, you tell me, where you get this money from? He said, you tell me, where this money get from? She said, I do not have it, I find it like that. Right away, he raised his hand to Allah and said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah is the greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to give them exactly what he promised and more. الْحَسَنَةُ بَعَشْرَةُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives 10 times for every good deed, and Allah increases for he for whom he wants.
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ كَبِيرًا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون
All praise to do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater. All thanks to Allah, the only one. We worship you, Allah, the only one. And we ask you to give us sincerity. Only for you, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
Harun al-Rashid, one of the great Khalifa of the Muslims. One day a man came to him, Bedouin from the desert, and he talked to him harshly. In a bad way, or in a matter or in a way, Harun al-Rashid did not like it. He commanded his people to put him in jail. The following day, he finds a man outside. He said, who will allow you to get out? He said, I find the door open. I just went out. He commanded his people again, meaning like the, you know, the protector one, like the security one. He said, get him, put him again, like in a very far place. Again the following day, he find him walking. He called him, who allow you to come back? He said, I find the door open, I just walk. Third day, he commanded his security people to put him in a really confined place, in a place alone, somewhere, where he cannot get out, as a fine for what he did. The third day, again, he saw the man walking. This time he called his men and he said, "O men, get one of my horse, one of the most beautiful horse I have, and get some of my clothes, some of my barda, the one I put in the top of me, and put it in the top of him, and let him sit in the horse, and go to all the town, and said, this is a man. Harun al-Rashid tried to disgrace him, but Allah elevated him." He gets the message. He knew something was going on about this man. And he called him, and he said, "What do you used to call Allah with?" He said, "Ya Azizu, Ya Allah.
Ya Azizu, Ya Allah. Ya Azizu, Ya Allah. أعزني بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بي يا الله."
Elevate me, Ya Allah, with your name. Elevate me with Islam. Make me elevate the Islam with you, Ya Allah.
Ya Aziz, Ya Allah. Ya Aziz, Ya Allah. Ya Aziz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Al-Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma. Hasan, the son of Ali. May Allah be pleased with both of them. A son of the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He used to get some money from Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him as a Khalifa. When his money was delayed, 1 year, 2 years, he has no money coming, meaning like almost like a salary. And he called his servant and he said, "Get me an ink bottle and get me a feather. I'm going to write to Khalifa Muawiyah." And just before he going to write, something came to him. He felt like sleeping. And he went to sleep. When he slept, he saw in his vision, in his dream, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he gave him salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, "O Hasan, what are you doing?" He said, "O Jaddi, O my grandparent, I was trying to write to Muawiyah." He said, "For what?" He said, "To ask him." He said, "Why you need something to write with tomorrow? You are a slave to Allah. This is not the way to ask. You only ask the creation, ask only the creator. Do not ask another creation. I will teach you something. You do not need any letter tomorrow." He told him, "Allahumma qdif fi qalbi rajaak. O Allah, fill my heart with only believing you. وَقْطَعْ رَجَائِي عَمَّنْ سُوَاكْ. And cut all the mean except of you, Ya Allah. حَتَّى لَا أَرْجُوْ أَحَدًا غَيْرًا. Until I have no belief if anybody can help me except you, Ya Allah." And he completes the dua, and the end of the dua, and O Allah, give me the yaqeen, give me the faith in my heart. With this faith, I will not ask nobody except you, Ya Allah. He said, I repeat it for a few weeks. I find the caravan coming with all the money I need and more. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
let us understand who's a provider, who's a giver, who's a controller, who's a doer. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make understand who you are, Ya Allah. We're becoming poor, poor, very poor, because we're asking poor like us. We become a slave, asking a slave. We become nothing, asking nothing, because we're not connecting to you, Ya Allah. Give us the faith. Give us yaqeen, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Allah is the King of the King, the doer, the controller.
The one who is able to do whatever he wants, say to be will be. He doesn't need no help. He is the summer, and no one similar to him.
Ya Allah, Ya Khaliq, Ya Allah, Ya Bari', Ya Allah, Ya Musawwir, Ya Allah, يا أول يا الله يا آخر يا الله يا ظاهر يا الله يا باطن يا الله يا الله يا الله
يا الله يا الله make understand who's the one feeds the world under the ground. Who's the one sees the black end in a smooth rock in a dark night? Who's the one who can hear the steps of an end in a smooth rock
in the middle of a desert or in a mountain?
Oh Allah, let us understand who provide from the bird from no mean. The bird have complete faith in Allah. Do you know birds do not keep nothing in their nest? Birds, one of the creatures and the creation of Allah, they believe in completely the will of Allah only as a provider. That's why they do not go back home with any food in the mouth except if they have children and young ones. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لو تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لا رزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماسا وتعود بطانا أو كما قال رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do tawakkul, meaning you believe is only Allah is the doer, and he all have the all mean, he will feed you and provide you the way he provides the birds. They go empty in the morning and they come back full stomach in the evening. Who provides the bird? Who told the bird where to go and how to gain their provision?
Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
one of the early good people, نحسبه كذلك, we think so, the way the Prophet ﷺ teach us. His name Ibrahim ibn Adham, may Allah be pleased with him and give him mercy. A woman, she has a calamity, she has a need, she came to him and she told him, oh Ibrahim, teach me the name of Allah, the most great name of Allah, the one if I call him with, he will accept my prayer and he will fulfill my need. He said, I cannot teach you today, come tomorrow. She said, please, I have a need, teach me today. He said, no, please, come tomorrow, I will teach you. The lady go back and coming the following day. She told him, please, I came today. My need is urgent. Please teach me. I need to call Allah, who is his great name. He said, please forgive me. I cannot teach you today. Come tomorrow. She begged him, but he would not teach her. And tell her, please, I promise you, come tomorrow. The following day, she came. And she asked him, this is my third day. My need is urgent. I cannot wait anymore. Please, tell me. Teach me the great name of Allah. The one if I call, I will. He will fulfill my need. He said, I cannot teach you today. Come tomorrow. She begged him again, but when she had no any response from him, she went a little bit away, and she kept crying, and she begged Allah, and she raised his hand to Allah, and she said, Ya Allah, I have no one except you, Ya Allah. I do not know your great name, Ya Allah, but only I know you, Ya Allah. Fulfill my need, Ya Allah. And she kept crying to Allah. When she finished praying and asking Allah, this man called her. He said, go home. You will find. Allah will fulfill your need and your problem will be solved. She ran home and whatever need and calamity she has will be solved. It was solved. The following day she came to him and she said, how you tell me? By a very sure tongue and voice, go home. Allah fulfill your need. And why you did what you did to me. He said, when I saw you crying and begging Allah with complete devotion and surrender to Allah and submission completely to Allah, I know Allah at this time will fulfill your need. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, he said, whom will fulfill the need of the desperate one except Allah? Man yujib al-muttar iza du'a. She said, and why you do not teach me for 3 days? He said, every time you came, I felt you want something from me. And I know if you have a need and you have in your heart a debt of belief of somebody can help you except of Allah, Allah will not fulfill your need. This why I was want to make you desperate, because the moment you will be desperate and you call Allah, Allah will accept your need. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, put in our heart, Ya Allah, nothing except of you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Another report by Ja'far al-Sadiq. The son, actually I'm sorry, the brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhum. One of the great companions and relative of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man came to him and tell him, teach me the great name of Allah. The one if I call him with, he will answer my prayer. He said, I cannot teach you now. Go to this lake, take a wash and come back, I will teach you. He said, but it's cold. He said, it's okay, go. And I will teach you. He went. After he went, he sent a bunch of men. And he said to them, every time he coming out of the water, dip him in the water, do not allow him to come take his clothes. So water is cold. He take a shower quick, or he wash himself quick. He tried to put his clothes on when this man put him, dump him back in the water. He tried to fight. He getting restless. He getting weak. He cannot do nothing. He become desperate. Now he raised his hand to Allah and he cried to Allah. He asked his help. At this moment, this man become very fear.
some punishment from Allah will get them. He ran away. He have his clothes on. He came to Gafa and he asked him, teach me and what going on. Why this man do to me like that? He said, I do not need to teach you anything. You already call Allah who is a great name. He said, how? He said, I send the men to you to make you desperate. Because the great name of Allah, the one you have nothing in your heart except this name in your heart. When your heart is filled with the name of Allah, Allah will fulfill your need. This is the great name of Allah, with nothing greater than the name of Allah in your heart. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ya Allah, calculate the name of Allah in our heart, Ya Allah. Let the name of you, and you, Ya Allah, the greater one, in our eyes, in our heart, in our soul. Don't let us mumble with it and say it with our tongue, and our heart is empty, Ya Allah. Fill our heart with faith and belief of you, Ya Allah. Let us return to you, Ya Allah, and understand who are you, the most powerful, Ya Allah.
Ya Qawi, Ya Allah.
The most powerful. Who is the most powerful except Ya Allah? Who stops the rain? Who brings rain? Who bring life? Who take life away? Who is the one who allows the disease to happen? And who is the one who gives cure? Who is the able one? Except you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let us look all over and see the bounty of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us remember who are you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're too far from you, Ya Allah. We're too far from your name, Ya Allah. Calculate the name of you and the attribute of you and the understanding of you in our heart, Ya Allah. Do not make us depend on anyone except you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Who knew which leaf fall down and what time? Who knew every drop of water where it go? Who feed the baby in his mother womb? Who take care about him? Who provide? The mother can eat spicy food. Is really the baby will have a spicy food? She can take poison if the baby has poison. The cow eat all this food and she has a pure milk. The bees has all this and she has pure honey. Ya Allah, let us understand, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Malik, Ya Allah, Ya Quddus, Ya Allah, Ya Quddus, Ya Allah, Ya Salam, Ya Allah, Ya Salam, Ya Allah, Ya Muhammad.
المؤمن يا الله يا مهيمن يا الله يا عزيز يا الله يا جبار يا الله يا متكبر يا الله يا خالق يا الله يا بارئ يا الله يا مصور يا الله يا غفار يا الله يا قهار يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا رزاق يا الله يا رزاق يا الله
ومن غيرك يا رزاق يا الله Who else provides except you, Ya Allah?
Ya Fattah, Ya Allah! Ya Fattah, Ya Allah! Ya Fattah, Ya Allah!
Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatak wa rida wa afwak wa judak wa karamak Ya sahib al-fadl wal-jud wal-karam O Allah, open to us the door of mercy, the door of kindness, the door of forgiving, the door of bounty, the door of light. Ya Allah, open, use the opener, Ya Allah.
Ya Alim, Ya Allah, Ya Alim, Ya Allah.
Allimna min ladunka, Ya Allah. Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan wasi'a, wa shifa'an min kulli da'. O Allah, you all-knowing, teach us from your knowledge. A useful knowledge, Ya Allah. A knowledge benefit us in this life and the year after, Ya Allah. And provide to us a provision very open, Ya Allah. And cure for all disease, Ya Allah. Ameen. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Ya Qabid, Ya Allah. يا باسط يا الله يا خافض يا الله يا رافع يا الله يا معز يا الله يا مذل يا الله يا سميع يا الله
The one who hears us He knows what we're doing all the time and what we say. Do we know that? Do we be careful with what we say and what we say to others and be careful not to hurt someone?
Ya Sami'u Ya Allah Ya Basiru Ya Allah
The one who sees, the one who sees everything. Do we understand that? How we can do something, and Allah all sees. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great Imam of the Muslims, when he was very young, the student, they get jealous of the way his teacher treated him. And he said, I will show you. What's the difference between you and him? One day, he gave everybody small knife. And he said, and a chicken. And he said, I want you to take this chicken and slaughter it in somewhere nobody can see you. All the students came back in different timing. Each one slaughtered his chicken in different area after he hide. Except this boy, Imam Shafi'i. It took him a long time, and he came back with a knife and the chicken life. He said, why you do not slaughter the chicken? He said, you slaughter it, you ask me to slaughter it in a way no one can see it. But everywhere I go, I discover Allah is all-seeing. How can I slaughter it? He said to the student, you know the difference between him and you?
Ya Basir, Ya Allah.
The one he won't see.
Ya Basir, Ya Allah. Ya Basir, Ya Allah. Ya Hakam, Ya Allah.
The one who will judge us. He's the judge. We know that. We're going to be judged in the day of judgment. And we'll be standing in the front of Allah. And He judges us about everything we do. Especially if we oppress others. Oh Allah, do not make me oppressor, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save me of being an oppressor to others, Ya Allah.
Ya Adlu, Ya Allah.
The just. Allah is just. Don't ever feel bad when somebody oppresses you. Allah is seeing and He's all just. He will take care about your rights. Don't worry about it.
Ya Latif, Ya Allah. Ya Latif, Ya Allah.
Ma altafuka, Ya Allah. Ya Latif, Ya Allah. The one He knew all the ultimate details, all the things we think we do not know. He knew all the details, inside out. Whatever we hide, whatever we have in our heart.
Ya Khabir, Ya Allah. Ya Halim, Ya Allah. Ya Halim, Ya Allah. Ya Halim, Ya Allah.
Ma ahlamuka, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, You're so Halim. The one, He do not punish. He all patient. His patience is wise wisdom above anything.
Ya Halim, Ya Allah.
Give me from your quality, Ya Allah.
Ya Azim, Ya Allah. Ya Azim, Ya Allah. Ya Ghafur, Ya Allah.
The one who forgive. We need You, Ya Allah. We need You in this life. We need You in the moment of death. We need You in the grave. We need You in the day of judgment. We need You to be with us, Ya Allah. We need You to forgive our sin, Ya Allah. If You will not forgive our sin, Ya Allah, who will forgive us, Ya Allah? We need You, Ya Allah.
Ya Ghafur, Ya Allah. Ya Ghafur, Ya Allah. Ya Ghafur, Ya Allah. Ya Shakur, Ya Allah.
We have to show gratitude and thanks to Allah. He deserves it. The one who is thanks for our thanking. Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah one time, Oh Allah, You create me, You choose me, You make me prophet, You give me a lot of bounty, You talk to me, You elevate me, You make me thank You, and thanking You is ability from You. And allowing to thanking You is a gift of You. And when I thank You, You thank me for thanking You. And You reward me for thanking You. How, Ya Allah, I thank You when everything is from You. He said, Ya Musa, if You know everything is from me, You thanking me. Ya Shafur, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin.
Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين يا شكور يا الله يا علي يا الله يا كبير يا الله يا حفيظ يا الله
The protector. The one who protects. The one who saves. We think we can save something. We worry about tomorrow. This poor in the heart. If I worry about tomorrow, I am very poor. I am very poor. My faith is very weak. Because Allah is a provider. The one who provides today, He will provide tomorrow. The one who takes care about me today, He will take care about me tomorrow. And all the goodness belongs to Allah.
Ya Muqitu, Ya Allah. Ya Muqitu, Ya Allah. Ya Muqitu, Ya Allah.
The one who have all the quality and give all the quality and all the manner.
Ya Hasibu, Ya Allah.
The one who calculate everything toward us or against us.
Ya Jaleel, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Raqib, Ya Allah.
The one watching. The one watching. If I know Allah is watching, do you think I will do what I'm doing? Do you think I will say what I'm saying? Do you think I will be doing backbiting? I will call people behind their back? I lie?
Ya Raqib, Ya Allah. أنت الرقيب يا الله وأنت الحسيب يا الله
يا مجيب يا الله
يا مجيب يا الله
زمان who hear our prayer and accept it and he will provide to us of what we call him for all the creations different language, different where, different destination, and everybody get what he want.
Ya Wasi'u, Ya Allah, Ya Hakimu, Ya Allah.
All wise. If we know Allah is all wise, we do not worry, and we do not get upset, we do not get angry.
Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah.
If Allah is all loving, and I need the friendship of Allah, the company of Allah, the loving of Allah, can I feel lonely? Is Allah is not enough for me?
Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah.
Ya Majid, Ya Allah. Ya Ba'ith, Ya Allah. Ya Shahid, Ya Allah. Ya Haqq, Ya Allah. Ya Wakil, Ya Allah. Ya Qawi, Ya Allah.
All powerful.
Ya Mateen, Ya Allah. Ya Wali, Ya Allah. Ya Hamid, Ya Allah. Ya Muhsi, Ya Allah. Ya Mubdi, Ya Allah. Ya Mu'id, Ya Allah. Ya Muhyi, Ya Allah. Ya Mumit, Ya Allah. Ya Hayy, Ya Allah.
One man was walking and he find a man crying and he's blind and he keep crying so hardly. He said, why are you crying so hardly? He said, I cry over my wife, she died. And I keep crying like that for the last many years and from crying I get blind. He said, poor you. You cry over a person who's dead. And you're not crying to the one who's living, never die.
Ya Hayyu, Ya Allah.
The living one, the one who never die. Which one deserves to cry to? the one who died and cannot benefit me, or the one never died and he benefit me, and he is the only one can benefit me.
Ya Hayyu Ya Allah,
Ya Hayyu Ya Allah,
Ya Qayyum Ya Allah, Ya Wajid Ya Allah, Ya Majid Ya Allah, Ya Wahid Ya Allah, Ya Samad Ya Allah, Ya Qadir Ya Allah.
The able one, the one able to do anything without any help of no one, without no rule and regulation, without no mean. He's the owner of means, he's the owner of everything. He said to be will be.
Ya Qadir Ya Allah, Ya Muqtadir Ya Allah, Ya Muqaddim Ya Allah, Ya Muakhir Ya Allah, Ya Awwal Ya Allah.
The first, no one before him.
Ya Akhir Ya Allah,
the last, no one will be except him.
Ya Zahir Ya Allah,
the one, he knows over everything.
Ya Batin Ya Allah,
he knows all the ultimate and all the hidden and everything from beginning to the end.
Ya Wali Ya Allah, Ya Mut'al Ya Allah, Ya Bar Ya Allah,
the owner of all goodness, and he's the only one can open the goodness to us.
Ya Tawwab Ya Allah,
the one who accepts repentance from the sinner. Do you know what Allah said in the Quran?
Inna Allah yuhibb at-tawwabin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves the one who repents. Ya Allah, you love the one who sins and repent to you. You love them, Ya Allah.
You love the one who commits sins and love you, Ya Allah, and repent to you, Ya Allah.
Yes, this is what Allah said so in Quran.
Ya Tawwab Ya Allah,
Tub alayna Ya Allah,
Tub alayna Ya Allah,
Tawbatan بعد توبة بعد توبة. تب علينا يا الله to know you. تب علينا يا الله to get closer to you. تب علينا يا الله to open the door of goodness to you, يا الله.
يا منتقم يا الله,
if you commit sins and you think you can get away from it, remember this name, Al-Muntaqim, the one who will get you. He's not hiding, and no one can hide from him.
Ya Afu Ya Allah,
Ma ajmal asma'aka Ya Allah.
Ya Afu Ya Allah,
there's a big difference between Al-Ghafoor and Al-Afoo. Al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives. Al-Afoo, the one who erases. He said, even when Allah gives Afoo to someone, he will erase the bad deed, and he makes even the angels who wrote the bad deed to forget what they write. By this way, nobody can know what the person did except Allah.
Ya Afoo Ya Allah,
we need you, Afu Ya Allah.
Ya Afu Ya Allah.
This is why Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I see the night of power, what do you want me to call Allah with? He said, Ya Aisha, call Allah and say, innaka, innaka, Ya Allah, innaka afoon, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you love the afwa. You love to erase the bad deed. Erase my bad deed, Ya Allah.
Ya Afu Ya Allah, Ya Malik Ya Allah, Ya Malik Ya Allah,
the one who own everything, and the king of the king. And we think we own our husbands, we own our wives, we own our money, we own our sons, we own our children. No, my brother and sister in Islam, we do not own nobody. Allah is the owner. And all is just trust, and will be questioned about our trust.
يا مالك الملك وملك الملوك يا مالك الملك وملك الملوك يا مالك الملك وملك الملوك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور
يا نور يا الله The light, the absolute light, the light. He sent us light, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sent with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light is the Quran. To what? To return to the light, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Nur, ya Allah. Ya Nur, ya Allah.
الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله نوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم The chapter of Noor The verse of Noor. Look for it, read it, calculate it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you light.
Ya Noor, Ya Allah.
Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi Noor. Wa fi basari Noor. Wa fi jasadi Noor. Wa fi dammi Noor. Wa fi kulli Noor. Allahumma ja'al min amami Noor. ومن خلفي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن شمالي نورا ومن فوقي نورا ومن تحتي نورا واجعلني نورا يا الله
يا نور يا الله يا الله
Oh Allah, put in my heart light from you, Ya Allah. Put in my face light from you, Ya Allah. Put in my body light from you, Ya Allah. Put in my blood light from you, Ya Allah. Put in my brain light from you, Ya Allah. Put in my soul light from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Surrounding me with your light, Ya Allah. Make light from the front of me. Put light in the back of me. Put light in the right of me. Put light in the left of me. Put light in the upper me and above me. Put light underneath of me. Put light above me and surrounding me with light, Ya Allah. I need your light and vision, Ya Allah.
Ya Nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. يا هادي يا الله يا هادي يا الله
So one who gives guidance Who else gives guidance except you, Ya Allah
يا بديع يا الله يا باقي يا الله يا واعث يا الله يا رشيد يا الله يا صبور يا الله
يا صبور يا الله the patient one Give us patience, Ya Allah. We need patience, Ya Allah. We need quality, Ya Allah. Who give us quality except You, Ya Allah? You, the owner of the quality. Shower us with quality from You, Ya Allah. How we can get quality without Allah? And from whom we can get quality except from Allah? Ya Allah, let us understand that, Ya Allah. Let us, instead of asking for stupid material things, will have no benefit to us in this life and hereafter, asking for Your quality, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has 99 names and attributes plus Allah. Whoever calculated and accounted and memorized, he will enter paradise. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma ja'alna nahmi asma'aka al-husna wa sifataka al-ula. اللهم اجعلنا نحفظها في قلوبنا وأجسادنا وعقولنا وفي أرواحنا واجعلنا نعيش بها ومعك يا الله ليست فقط من الفم يا الله او الله Let us calculate this name and attribute, Ya Allah. Let us live with it. Calculate it in our heart. Give us from Your quality, Ya Allah. And let us call You with it, Ya Allah. Let us seek support by Your names, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna. Fad'uhu biha. هو الله هو الله هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم
يا الله ما أجمل أسماءك ما أجمل صفاتك What most beautiful than your names and attributes يا الله What most we need more than your names and attributes يا الله اللهم اجعلنا من أهلها في الدنيا والآخرة يا رب العالمين
يا الله يا الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله ارزقنا اليقين
reward us by provide us from Your bounty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Unajika Rabbi, Ilahi Mawlaya, Khaliqi Mudabbir Amri, Walaysa Li, رب سواه يا إلهي يا مولاي يا خالقي يا الله
يا الله ما أكرمك يا الله ما أحلمك يا الله ما أجملك يا الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله
يا الله
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
Ya Allah, how I stopped calling you, how I stopped remembering you, how I stopped knowing you. How? Glory and praise to you, Allah. O Allah, do not make me forget you the way you do not forget me. O Allah, do not make me seek no one except you, Allah. Do not make me seek support except from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let me look to anyone except you, Ya Allah. O Allah, do not make me love no one except you, Ya Allah. And fill my heart with loving you, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, Ya Afu, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
Ya Sabur, Ya Allah, Ya Halim, Ya Allah,
Ya Aati, Ya Allah, Ya Wahhab, Ya Allah, Ya Razzaq, Ya Allah, Ya Qadir, Ya Allah, Ya Muqtadir, Ya Allah, Ya Awwal, Ya Allah, Ya Akhir, Ya Allah, Ya Zahir, Ya Batin, Ya Allah, Ya Bar, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, هو البر الرحيم هو الحنان المنان هو أكرم الأكرمين يا الله
هو العزيز الغفور هو الملك القدوس هو الصبور هو الشكور هو البصير هو الخبير هو السميع هو القريب هو الواسع هو الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله
اللهم اجعلنا من أهل أسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض أو الله we need your blessing we need your light bless our way light our way wherever we go يا الله
يا الله
أجمل نيمك يا الله What most beautiful than your name يا الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله
عشني بها يا الله
يا الله
أمتني بها يا الله
يا الله
أدخلني القبر بها يا الله
يا الله
احشرني بها يا الله
يا الله
اجعلني أراك بها يا الله
يا الله يا الله
make me live with it يا الله يا الله make me die with it يا الله يا الله
Let it be in my grave with me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, resurrected me with Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make me meet you and you be pleased with me with Ya Allah. What more gift? Anyone can have more than La ilaha illallah. No one except Allah.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوب دقات قلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوب دقات قلبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كمنع الشاق دمع لا كلام أنا منذ طرت إلى حمى البيت الحرام لغتي كمنع الشاق دمع لا كلام لما دنوت حبوت في ذاك المقام وبكيت معترفا بذنبا كالركام كالركام وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام وسألت ربي عند ذا حسن الختام فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام فأجبت أبشر أنت ضيفي لن تضام لن تضام أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنشودة نشوى تلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي وأطوف بالبيت العتيق تصوبها دقات قلبي لحنا شجيا رآه ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي لحنا شجيا رآه
ذكر الذنوب فذاب ذنبي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي أنا في رحابك بيت ربي لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة لا